This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den with your hosts, Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. Today we have Steve Wilmer with us. How are you doing, Steve?
I am doing wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Yeah, so just a brief bio on Steve. So Steve is also the author of 10 to Win, the top 10 ways to win in life and business. Supercharge your multi-line agency, proven techniques for closing more sales and building the agency of your dreams. And nobody cares, work harder. He motivates his audience with principles that will propel them to the next level. Steve is a native of Pensacola, Florida. After graduation, he enlisted in the United States Marine Corps. He served his country proudly for 8 years and received an honorable discharge. Steve then returned home and spent the next 10 years serving his community as a law enforcement officer. Steve later started his own business with the Ameriplane Health and Dental. Here, Steve discovered his true passion, team building and motivating others to achieve their goals. He was later recruited by State Farm Kizat Agency, I probably said that wrong, and quickly rose to the rank as one of the top insurance producers in the state. He is a member of Pensacola Life Church, Pensacola North Rotary Club, and Prosperous Christian Group. On a side note, Steve is a huge Miami Dolphins fan and a 60-plus Miami Dolphins ball caps that hang on the wall in his Miami Dolphins man cave. Steve's wife, Erin, is a retired Navy Chief Petty Officer and currently a financial advisor with Edwards Jones Investments. They have four beautiful children, Judah, Josiah, Joy, and Jaina. So that is quite a bio there, Steve. And that Miami Dolphins fan, I don't know about that, but I'm an Astros fan. Go Astros! So Steve, thanks again for joining us. So why don't you give us a little bit of a, you know, more, I know you, a lot of it's in your bio, but get deeper. How did this all get started?
I can tell you, it's something that I did not grow up as a kid thinking I wanted to do. I had no idea what I was going to do, but life kind of happens to all of us, right? And life happened to me. And so here's what really changed my life, if you will. You said that I was in the Marine Corps. So I'm in the United States Marine, 0311 Infantry. And that's probably one of the most difficult things you can do. So before that, believe it or not, I was very insecure. I didn't know what I was going to do. Born and raised in the projects, had no money, grew up on welfare. I mean, I was just like the kid, like this kid is going to be a loss. As a matter of fact, in that first book you talked about, 10 to Win, one of my teachers said to me, you're never going to amount to anything.
Wow.
And the problem is this, I believed her, right? How many times do people tell us things and we believe what they say about us versus what really is about us?
Right.
So once I go in the Marine Corps and I'm like, man, I am doing this and I'm succeeding at it, then that set up my mindset, because that's really the key, our mindset. Mm-hmm. It gave me the mindset to know that if I can do this, I can do anything I put my mind to. And that's what really led me to starting my own business, being a top producer, owning a huge company, traveling around the country, training and motivating others to do the things that they thought that they could not do.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I heard somewhere in your story that early on, somewhere along those lines, there was, I guess, somebody that did believe in you, right? Or kind of a mentor that I think changed your mindset or mindset and shift. Can you get into that a little bit?
Sure. I think that it's important that we all have a mentor, right? Somebody that can kind of go along with you to kind of help you and guide you. And so in my life, I actually had a couple of them. Mm-hmm. You heard Joni talk about I was a police officer. And so my training officer, who ended up being my best man at my wedding to my wife, Erin, he was my sergeant. He ended up going on to be the chief of police here in Pensacola, Florida. David Alexander was a great mentor to me. We're still friends to this day. Two of my pastors, you know, that I served under in church have been great mentors. And in the Marine Corps, I had a lot of great sergeants and leaders. One of them in particular, I mentioned in the book, Sergeant Kenny Green has been a great mentor to me as well. You know, I talk about surrounding yourself. You know, I talk about the circle. And I know, first off, you know this. I know you got entrepreneurs that's listening, things like that. Team, I'm telling you right now, you've got to watch who's in your circle.
Absolutely.
Right? Mm-hmm. I think somebody said, you know, once something like, if you're the smartest person in the room, you got to find a new room.
Mm-hmm.
right? If you hang around four idiots, you'll be number five. You hang around four rich people, you'll be number five. So I make it a point to hang around people who want to become better than what they are, and we travel that way together.
Awesome.
That's great. Talk a little bit about your book and what kind of inspired you to get up and write a book. I mean, that's
which different. One?
The first one. The first one.
You know, again, I'm telling you, life, you know, life happens to us. It wasn't even supposed to be a book. I did a presentation, 10 to win, because what happens is you start having success in any area of your life, and people start going, what are you doing? How did you do that? And so I said, well, I'm going to do a presentation. I'm going to call it 10 to win, the top 10 ways to win in life and business. And these are the things, these are my 10 things.
Yeah.
So when people, I can't tell you how many people have come to me and say, Steve, I want to write a book. Help me write a book. I sit down with them. I give them step by step. But you know as well as I do, not everybody takes those steps.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
So one of the things about writing a book, it's your opinion. Mm-hmm. It's what you believe. So you can't be wrong. So if you're out there and you're listening and you want to write a book, get out of your own head. Write the book.
There you go, people. Just take that step forward and do it. Get it done, right?
There you go. Yeah. So I do the presentation. These are my top 10 ways to win. I finish. A guy comes up to me and says, man, that was amazing. You should turn that into a book. I said, I don't know how to write a book. He said, you just did. he said, you take the presentation. You have it transcribed. You add some other stories into it, some other things that motivated you along the way. You pour you into what you already done. And then I went out and I got the book. I found somebody, you know, the cover, the editing, all that stuff. And guess thing you know, I'm an author. Whoa!
Well, I love it.
And I just did it four more times.
Awesome. What can you get into a couple of those, maybe your top three ways to win out of those 10? Do you have any? What's your top? If they haven't read the book yet, give me a couple.
Right. Yeah. If you want the other seven, you got to go buy the book. How about that?
Yeah, exactly.
So I will say this. Some of my favorite ones is you got to get excited. Write this down, guys. Think about this. You listen out there, write this down, put it somewhere. Nothing happens until you get excited.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Enthusiasm beats everything. And once you become enthusiastic about something, once you get excited about something, no one can stop you. So if you want to write a book, or if you want to be a top producer, or if you want to be the top real estate person, you want to be the top property manager person, you want to bring on a team, you want to do all these things, the first thing you got to do is be excited, because no one wants to follow somebody who's boring, dull, and don't know where the heck they're going.
Well, Steve, you're motivating me right now. I'm getting excited.
Ready to go run through a wall right now.
There you go. So you just got to get excited. Then, of course, you got to have a plan. And again, I don't want to go through, you know, through too many of them,
mm-hmm.
but it starts with that. It starts with understanding your why. If, I don't know if you can see behind me on my wall here. I kind of have some of the things that I think is important for you to do in life in order to be successful in business. You got to have your why, your self-development. Mm-hmm. You heard me talk about mindset. And then the culture of the Marine Corps is to improvise, adapt, and overcome. Because I'm sure you guys would agree that not everything goes the way that you plan it to go all the time. And you got a choice, right? You can give up, sit down, quit, whine, complain, or whatever. Or you can improvise, adapt, and overcome.
That's I don't think it's ever gone the way we thought it would. And that brings me to the next point. I know you have a concept that an easy life, you'll have a hard, you know, if you try to have an easy life, it's going to be a hard life. So is that, you know, that mindset that,
kids could tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. If you do things that are easy, you'll have a hard life. But if you do things that are hard, you'll have an easy life.
Yeah.
You got entrepreneurs. It is extremely hard to be an entrepreneur.
Mm.
It is not for the faint of heart. You've got ups, you've got downs. You know, sometimes your bank account is like, yes. Sometimes your bank account is like, mom, I need to borrow money to pay the rent, you know, this week, right?
Yep.
That's a hard life.
Mm-hmm.
There are no guarantees. But if you can do that, if you can get excited, if you can put a plan together, if you can remember why you started, if you can get your self-development, if you can start surrounding yourself with other entrepreneurs who are in the same boat and a little bit higher than you are, they can guide you, direct you, and pull you up, and you keep doing that, you will have a very easy life. But if you just want to come to work every day, let somebody else tell you how much money you're going to make, how much they're going to pay you, how many days a week you can have for vacation. And again, if that's what you want, that's fine. I'm just telling you, that's just not me, right? Mm-hmm. Then you're going to have a hard life. Hard life as in you don't have enough money to do this. You don't have enough money to do that. You can't take off and go spend time with your, you know, with your family, because family is the most important, right? Faith, family, fitness, and then finances. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to be able to do any of these things. You're going to have a hard life. Why? Because you took the easy way out. So when you hear me say that, that's what I'm referring to.
Yeah.
Definitely no easy button in life. And and I think that's really where we are as a culture and today
is world we live in. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just people, have been really looking for that easy life. And I think they're creating hard times for mm-hmm. ourselves. So,
mm-hmm. yep.
Steve, I want to get into a little bit of your passion, you know, team building and motivating your teams, because we have a lot of entrepreneurs on this show that listen and, a lot that have bigger teams. And that's kind of a big challenge for a lot of entrepreneurs is being able to motivate their team in these times. So give us some tips.
Absolutely. So, people will refer to me, as being motivating and the motivating speaker and things like that. And I promise you, I understand it when they say that, but I do not consider myself a motivator or a motivational speaker. And here's why. If I motivate an idiot, you're just going to have a motivated idiot. Right? So I more so consider myself to be someone who educates you. I'll motivate you, but at the same time, I'm going to educate you. All right. I'm going to give you some tools, some step-by-step things. One of the things I absolutely hated it when I attended a convention or I'm talking to somebody, they would tell me what to do, but not how to do it. Yeah. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, here's what you got to do. You got to do A, B, and C. Okay. Got it. How do I do that? Well, you just got to go do it. No, there's no just got it. Come on. Give me step-by-step. What do I do? So I give people step number one, here's what you got to do, depending on what your field is, what you're trying to do, right? Mm-hmm. Step number one is this. Here's step number two. Here's step number three. We want to keep it very simple. We don't want to overwhelm you. Now, once you've done step one, two, and three, then you come back to me. Let me take a look at it. We go along, and then we can go to the next level. Because the C, motivate, educate, and then I'm going to challenge you. I am telling you right now, my training, my sales training is not like any other training. But that's why people hire me. I have I'm a Marine. I've got a no excuses attitude. Mm-hmm. Now, I do show grace. This ain't boot camp. I understand that, right? So I ain't going to make you drop down and give me push-ups. Well, I might make you drop down and give me push-ups. All right, forget that. So yeah, everybody does push-ups when I go do my team trainings across the country, but they love it. But I'm going to challenge you. Why? Because you told me you wanted to be the top real estate person. Mm-hmm. You told me you wanted to be the top property manager. You told me that you wanted to have the top team. So what's changed between now and then? So I will motivate you. I will educate you. I will challenge you. And I guarantee if you'll do the things I ask you to do and implement them, you will go to the next level.
Awesome.
Love it.
Yeah, I will have to off air. We'll have to talk about my boot camp story someday. But you'll probably laugh and think I'm pretty pathetic. But anyways, we'll get into I want to get into your other book. Nobody Cares, Work Harder.
It's all, guys. It's all in the title. I mean, it really is. The concept came in my 2004, before I went to work for Ameriplan. That was my first sales job, from the Marine Corps to the police officer to the post office. So I was at the post office for a very brief time. Wow. So I'm at the post office and I'm working one day and I get a phone call that my oldest son at the time was in the hospital. I go to the hospital, my oldest son passed away. Mm. All right. So devastated, to lose a child, devastated.
Yeah.
So I'm off work for weeks. right? Well, when you don't work, see, hard life. You don't work, you don't get paid. And I remember calling the mortgage company and saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to be behind on my mortgage, can't make the payment, haven't worked, yada, yada, yada. And the lady on the line said, we're so sorry to hear that, Mr. Wilmer. When can you make that mortgage payment? Hmm. We need that mortgage payment. That money has to get here. I know what you're going through, but we need our money. And I remember thinking to myself, she really doesn't care. She really does not care. And so that really began to change my mindset about what I was doing, working for a job, getting paid X amount of money. If I wanted to make more money, I had to spend more time away from my family, right? Working overtime. And I did something that a lot of people won't do. I started working with Ameriplan on a part-time basis, sales part-time. And within 2 years, I was making more money working part-time in sales than I was at a full-time job. Mm. And I quit my full-time job at the post office, all right? And the whole nobody cares, work harder really means stop whining, stop crying, stop complaining, stop blaming other people. Mm-hmm. If you truly want things to go better in your life, in your business, it is up to you. Nobody's going to come save you. Nobody's going to come in and give you a way out. All right. We'll give you a hand up, not a hand out. I don't believe in hand out. I believe in hands up.
So, Steve, you know, a lot of people don't get started in business because of fear. And also they don't buy their first rental property, you know, because of fear. So what advice would you give them?
If you're waiting to not be afraid to take that first step, it's just never going to happen.
Yeah.
It is literally never going to happen. Think about it. That's what really separates successful people from unsuccessful people. So let me talk to those individuals right now that are dealing with fear. So do I. I mean, mm-hmm. You look at me and you say, here's this big bad Marine. I hope that's what you're saying. Here's this big bad Marine, you know, he's all motivated. There's nothing that scares him. Are you kidding me? Every time, and this is not an exaggeration, I've been doing this for years. Every time I get that phone call, hey, we want you to, can you come to Minnesota and speak? Yes, I can. Can you come here and speak? Yes, I can. Can you? Every time I go there and I'm like, oh my God, are they going to accept me? Are they going to like what I'm saying? Am I going to get a standing ovation? Are they going to do this? Are they going to beat me off the stage? Are they going to be every single time I am afraid? All my heart's about to beat out of my doggone chest. I get out there on that stage. My music is playing. They open it up and boom, then I'm ready to go. But if I allow fear to stop me, I never would have got on the plane.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Fear is a liar. It tells you it's not going to happen. Fear makes you think about all the negative things that are going to happen, but it never, ever, ever focuses on the positive things. Fear kills more dreams. Ooh, write this down. If you guys are listening, all you entrepreneurs talking about real estate, write this down somewhere, put it somewhere. Fear kills more dreams than failure ever will.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
You can face everything Absolutely. And rise, or you can forget everything and run. The choice is yours.
Yes, it is.
Yes. I mean, I want somebody to hear them to hear it from somebody else other than us preach it on the show. But yeah, that's exactly it. So, I mean, and I also wanted to continue that with, you know, we're headed towards, or we're in, or however you look at it, some difficult times, right? Some challenging times, I think, as an economy. And you know, a lot of listeners on the show are in real estate. So, you know, as interest rates have been increasing, real estate market's changing really rapidly. So I know you've been through some tough times. I know just being a Marine alone, you've been through some challenges and they train you to handle that. So how do you attack those challenging times in life?
Nice. Like, where did he go?
Awesome.
Improvise and adapt.
We say that
all the time. You have to adapt.
He's got to say it for the listeners.
There you go. Go ahead.
Go for it.
You got to improvise. You got to adapt, and you've got to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
No excuses.
Yeah.
So I want you to think about this. All I did was really take all the things that I learned in the Marine Corps through life lessons course at the police department, and I implemented it into my business. Things are not going to always go the way you expect it to go. You got to improvise. Okay. You said something, Sean, you said about rates are increasing. When rates increase, that means you got to increase. Right. Yeah. When things get tougher in business, that means that you got to get tougher in business. All right. If you truly want to do this entrepreneur, if that's what you truly want, if you truly want to have that easy life that we're talking about, then these are the things you've got to do. I teach sales training. It's the same thing in sales. Talk about rates. Auto rates increase. Oh, my God, Steve, it's harder to sell auto insurance. Well, if it was easy, everybody would do it.
Exactly.
If it were easy, everyone would do it. Everybody would be a top producer. That's not where you grow. It's the struggle that makes us stronger, but people don't want to go through the struggle. Mm-hmm. So rates are going to, I'm telling you right now, rates ain't going to never just stay the same. They're going to go up. They're going to go down. The people who are going to have success are the ones who can increase. So think about this. My business is traveling around the country, speaking, teaching, training. What happened in 2020? How many people do you think saying, hey, let's put 500 people in a room together and have somebody come out and do some training for them? My engagements, guys, listen to me. I was booked from March to November. Well, all right? January to November. When March, I did my last speaking engagement. I was in somewhere in California, Northern California. I got back, I didn't travel anymore from March to November. Okay. Now I could quit. And I was afraid. Did you hear me? You guys listen out there? I was afraid. Oh my God, what am I going to do? I'm stressing out. I got mortgage. I got family. I got all this stuff going on. And I was afraid. But what did I do? Did I give up? Heck no. I improvise, adapt, and overcome. What do you mean Zoom? What's Zoom? What are you talking about? You mean I can actually talk to people through a computer? Do you think we could do a training like that? No, really. Let's try to do a training through this computer thing. Let's see if that will work out. Hey Steve, guess what? We're getting more bookings now than we were getting before. Well, huh? Yeah, there's more money in the bank account now. Because before, you could only be here. Now, you can be on a screen, and we can have people from all across the country log in, and they're paying to do it. You got to be kidding me. I love this Zoom thing. I didn't think about this before.
You figured it out pretty quick.
Right. As a matter of fact, when we can go back to me speaking and teaching and training, guess what? We're still going to keep doing the Zoom. 2020 was the biggest year in revenue we've ever had. Why? Mm-hmm. Because even though I was afraid, I stepped up, improvised, adapt, and overcame.
Love it. That's great. Yeah. So we always ask our listeners, if you could go back, you know, it was just a few years ago, go back into your early 20s, you know, what advice would you give yourself?
Early 20s. you know, it's so funny. My wife does something, she calls it questions for the table. And it is truly amazing. We'll have people over and we'll be talking about everything else. And so to get real questions, say, question for the table. And that was one of the questions that she asked, you know. And my question was, I think it was very powerful, but very simple. And here was my answer. What would I tell myself at 21? Dude, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
You're going to be fine. And here's why. At 21, I had no idea what I was going to do. At 21, I was feeling like a failure. At 21, I was like, oh my God, what's life going to hold for me? Mm-hmm. At 21, I wasn't making any money. At 21, I'm not going to have a house. I wish you could see my house. At 21, I'm not going to have a freaking house sitting right on the water. At 21, I'm not going to be debt-free. At 21, you're not going to be a millionaire. I wasn't thinking any of those things. So for all of you that are listening, you know, right now, you may have some of those thoughts in your mind as well. And I'm telling you, you're going to be fine. Mm. If you will implement some very simple but very powerful steps in your life, whether it's to be an entrepreneur, again, whether it's real estate, property management, sales team, I don't care what it is. There is a formula. No one that you know that's at the top in your field, your game, nobody that you know fail there. They didn't just fall at the top. They went to the top. Mm-hmm. They climbed to the top. They were where you are right now. There is a path to get there. And if you'll take the steps in order to get there, like I said, please, you're going to be all right.
Yeah. Tons of value here. Thank you, Steve. So one final question. So what is Steve's next, and what do you see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years?
Man, I'm looking for an exit strategy. In the next 5 to 10 years, I've already started it. I've got a good, again, that's why you got to surround yourself with people. Mm-hmm. And I'm just being open and honest. You know, I told you about the projects, told you about welfare, you know, where I grew up. So don't be mad when I tell you that I own a $1 million, you know, debt-free business now, right? Mm-hmm. But here's what he said to me. He says, dude, the problem is this, you're the dancing bear. Mm. I said, huh? He said, that's right. He says, if you stop, the income stops. Mm-hmm. So he says, so what are you going to do? And that's when I began to build a team. So now I've got teams. Guess what they do? Do trainings on Zoom calls. They travel the country. And I'm hiring other people as well. So I don't have to be on every call in every city doing all the teachings and the trainings. We are literally building a team of individuals to be able to do that. So in the next 5 to 10 years, I am always going to teach, train, speak, because it's my God-given gift. Mm-hmm. God gave this gift to me. I'm going to use this gift. As long as people want to hear Steve speaks, and I chose Steve speaks because Steve never shuts up was already taken. But as long as people want to hear me speak, as long as I have a voice in my 80s, I'm always going to speak, just not as much. So we talk about income. And I forget who it was. It was a J. Paul Getty that said, I'd rather have a 1% effort from 100 people than 100% effort from myself. Mm-hmm. It's building a team. And that's what I'm doing.
Awesome. That's great.
Yeah. So how can people get a hold of you? You just mentioned, I think, one of your websites. But how can people follow you? How can people get in touch with you to work with you? And if they want sales training, development, all that, can you? And we'll put this all in the show notes as well.
Sure. So my website is very simple, stevewilmer.com. Stevewilmer.com. Email address, even more simpler, steve@stevewilmer.com. My contact information is on there. My phone number is on there. Shoot me an email. Give me a call. Send me a text. And I'll say this. If you're tired of the same old boring presentation from a guy in khakis and a blue blazer, hire a Marine. Oh, rock.
Awesome. Well, Steve, it's been awesome to have you on. I myself got motivated after this, so I know our listeners are going to absolutely love you.
Yeah. So thank you again for taking the time today. If there's anything we can do for you, we'll definitely share the notes, share Steve Speaks, and get you the word out about more about you and get you some business. So we appreciate you, and thank you for the time today.
Guys, I appreciate it so much. I don't take this for granted. Anytime that someone, you let me into the Wolf's Den to be able to give value to your listeners, man, that's a very humbling, if you will. So thank you for sharing me with your audience.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much, Steve. And we will see you next time, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Talking.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.